We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now, here's Howard and Jeremy with Coach McDermott.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. By Kaleida Health, wear a mask, save a life. By Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Salino Law, car crash, call Salino, 888-2020. And by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills.
Sean McDermott standing by on the Western Hotline. Sean, Jeremy's off this morning, Nate Geary is in, I'm Howard. Good morning, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great, how are you, Howard?
Doing well, thank you very much for coming on with us as always. We always like to get the injuries out of the way. Good news. Your injury report looks fairly short this week. I mean, right? Everything seems to be okay as far as guys being able to play Monday at this point, I assume?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're heading that direction. And overall, generally speaking, yes. Yep.
Josh is okay. I know he's listed on the report. Is he all right at this point?
Yeah, just, you know, coming off of a pretty good day yesterday and heading in the right direction.
Sean, one of the things I want to ask you about, you know, your defense is playing better, and I'm thinking back on your Chargers game. Would you say, in terms of overall performance by the defense, any possible category you would like to bring up, do you think that was your team's best overall performance of the season? The defense, I mean.
Yeah, I would agree, Howard. I think we're trending in the right direction with obviously still a lot of work to do, but, you know, when you look at it, I thought we played our best game as an overall defense, for sure.
You know, when Sal was on earlier, Sean, we were talking about, again, the defense playing better. How much of that do you think is time on task? As opposed to your offense, which had so many people back, you added a number of new pieces. You, like everybody else, no offseason, no preseason. Do you believe that that group needed the game time to just come together, which would explain why they're trending up at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, and again, we're still working on a lot of things and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, new pieces, short off season, new defensive line coaches. So there's a lot of factors and variables that you could point to. I don't think it's any, you know, just one factor, but I think all those combined, among others, yeah.
Coach, Kyle Shanahan on the other sideline this week with San Francisco, really well known as being the offensive mind and guru. The one thing that I think he does better and or he wants to do more than other coaches, especially right now in the league, is run the football. But they find unique ways. They sort of put new spins on classic running styles. What do you think about this run team? What makes them so dangerous?
Yeah, Kyle's an outstanding coach. You know, one of the best coaches in our league and you know, took his team to the Super Bowl a year ago. So this will be a big challenge for us. He does a great job, to your point, of creating different ways and new ways, exciting ways of running the ball. And you know, he's a real trendsetter as far as that goes.
Jordan Poyer was talking about him earlier, Sean, from their time in Cleveland, about how he's really good at disguising certain things or maybe showing a personnel grouping that you think would mean a certain play and he does something completely different. Is he the type of coach where it takes a little more prep time because of everything he puts in and tries to disguise?
I mean, it just depends on, you know, I guess on your approach and how much you've been around it. I've been around it in the NFC South there, mm-hmm. going against Kyle for I think it was 2-3 years or so there, and so we've got a little bit of a history going against one another, and I've got a lot of respect for him.
What do you think are, as you watch Deebo Samuel on tape, he came back last week, had a big game against the Rams. What do you think are some of the challenges in terms of the matchup with him specifically?
Yeah, similar to the run game. I mean, Debo's a run-after-catch type of player, strong, very physical. He was that way in college, and I thought Brandon and his staff hit him right just coming out a year or two ago. So, he's got a great start to his career. He's certainly a big weapon for them, and now that they have him back and they're getting back Ayuk, it's at the other receiver position. He's got vertical speed and two good young receivers that that bring a lot of explosiveness to their offense.
San Francisco coach has Fred Warner at linebacker, and I think this is going to be one of those games at middle linebacker that we see in Tremaine Edmonds and Fred Warner, kind of the future of the middle linebacker position, especially the way that offenses are going. Talk a little bit about what makes those two so unique and their athleticism, what they bring to the field.
Right. Years ago, everyone looked for the kind of the ground and pound middle linebacker, A gap, B gap to B gap. And now it's, to your point, in the mode of Tremaine and Fred Warner, just from the standpoint of sideline to sideline athleticism. So the measurables have changed a little bit in what people look for. And so it should be an exciting game for fans to watch and when they see those two young players doing their thing out there.
Overall, Sean, when you look at their defense, they took some hits for different reasons, an offseason trade, some injuries, some COVID issues have hurt the defensive line, but they look statistically still like one of the better defenses in the league. So as you break down that, what are you seeing from the San Francisco 49ers defense? What kind of challenges would they provide on Monday night?
Yeah, very talented still. Obviously they lost Bosa, but this is a defense and a team that's been put together by numerous first-round picks. Since Kyle and John John Lynch got there. So they're very talented roster. That remains the case. And their defense, led by Robert Sella, has done a great job. And they've got Sherman on the perimeter with Jimmy Ward back there, does a great job. And they've got still a front that can rush and linebackers, as you already talked about, with Fred Warner. So they're a very talented group still, and they're playing at a high level.
There's a guy in your offense I want to ask you about. We know the impact Diggs has had on your passing game, and we know how important it is when John Brown is in the lineup. But I would love to – I don't know that people talk enough about what a great signing Cole Beasley has turned out to be, because, Sean, it just looks like he does so many things so well. You can count on him against zone, against man, over the middle, take the hit, reliable pair of hands, clutch catches. I probably just answered the question, but I guess I was going to ask you the value of Cole Beasley, the importance of Cole Beasley to your offense and to your passing game, if you could just quantify it a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, your description was spot on, and just from a coaching standpoint, he's a coach's dream. I mean, he comes from a football family. His dad was a coach. He's played, different positions coming up that are key positions. And he just understands the game. He gets it, and that's important for a coach, because the instincts, the intangibles. He's just a coach's dream in that way, and we're thankful to have him.
So you guys are getting the Dallas Cowboys treatment over the next month. I mean, the Bills are going to be on prime time basically until the end of the season, and it could even be that the final game is flexed into a prime time situation. What changes in your approach when you're going from this team, really over the last, since you came here, Coach, has mostly been Sunday 1 o'clock games. I can tell you from the fan base, everyone kind of loves the Sunday 1 o'clock games. It's a nice routine for everyone. So if it's a routine for me and for fans, cooking and doing what we do for a normal Bills game, I imagine it's a different routine for you guys as well. How much of that routine do you guys talk about and sort of transparently, it exists. You probably have to at least acknowledge the fact that it's going to be different for your schedule. How does that change your approach?
Well, when you're playing 1 o'clock games, I think there is routine. There's a routine part of it, and it is nice. And there's nothing better than playing at home on a 1 o'clock afternoon and being able to get home to spend time with your family. You work a lot like everyone does out there. That said, though, this is what you want. This is how we built the program to be. The better you get, the more primetime games you have, and so I think it's an exciting time for our fan base. And we'll be getting back at Tuesday morning about 6 a.m. And trying to get ready on a short week for the Steelers, obviously a week from now. But then after that, as you mentioned, no week is really the same. So, but that's when you get to a point where you're respected in the league, and you've got a good club, that's what you work for, and that's what you get. And that's, I think that's exciting, too, for our organization and for our fans.
All right, Sean, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks, as always, for giving us some time on the show, and good luck Monday night against the Niners.
Okay, guys, thanks. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.